You are listening to the Mission Matters Podcast Network, where we amplify the stories of entrepreneurs, executives, and experts.
Hi, everyone. It's Paul Lang from Disciplined Trading Strategies and this week's podcast, podcast number 33. I'm calling this one Learn as a Pro Day One. Maybe a little confusing title to you, but I will explain shortly. This is an ongoing series of what matters in trading and investing, and I think this is a key one in many ways. I said in my very initial pilot podcast that for some people who are doing other things that just started dollar cost averaging in a couple, three decades ago, and that's what you've been doing, I think that's just great. As I pointed out then, the problem is that that applies to only a very small percentage of you. The vast majority, and if you're listening to me, it probably means 100% of you, are not where you want to be in terms of being on track with your retirement goals, investment, or perhaps you just want the opportunity to make some extra money by day trading. Whatever the case is above, A, B, or C, it means that you want to learn. And learning the market is important. This is not intuitive. It's actually counterintuitive. It's obvious and is borne out by the results because they say, and I don't know where this number comes from or how true it is, but they say that 95% of people who come to trade the market fail. I don't know who made that up or where it comes from or what failing means, but certainly I know for sure the vast majority who come to the market fail. The more you're trying to make money quickly, the more likely you are to fail. If you're stepping up to the plate for some long-term investing and you just kind of hang on and you get in at the right time, you're going to do okay, probably, even if you're kind of a bumbling fool, no offense. But the more you try and get to swing trading and getting in and out, swing traders tend to lose ferociously for a long time. And day traders too. There's a lot of emotion in day trading. And these are skills that have to be taught no different than a lawyer, architect, anything else. I don't mean this as a plug, but I do mean it just to make my point. When people take my seminar program, there's a couple things they have in common. Number one, they love it. But number two, the consistent comment is, I had no idea that there was so much to learn. You think you're just looking at technical analysis, looking at charts. Oh, you follow the trend, yada, yada, piece of cake. Well, people who try it on their own know. And the reason that this podcast, I feel, is so important is because it is partly about the learning process. There are all kinds of things I could talk about in this process, but this one is kind of a pet peeve. You know how you get a pet peeve sometimes about something, and maybe in my mind, it's blown up more than other people's. The reason it's a pet peeve for me is probably multifold. Number one, when I started out, I had no knowledge of the market whatsoever. I'm not some Wall Street person. I was not involved with the market. I didn't even know a stock from a bond, to be honest with you. I never owned a stock other than some shares that I had got through the company I was at, but never went out and bought, sold, did anything on my own at all. So I was brand new to the market. So that's one reason this is kind of a peeve to me. But many of you know, before I started DTS, which was in August of 17, so almost 7 years ago at the time I'm saying this, I had worked for a company for many years, for 10, 12, 15 years. And I became the lead educator there and in charge of a lot of things in terms of all the education. And it gives me a different perspective because there that was kind of a big company on the sell side of things. And now I went off on my own. And the education process really perturbs me. And that's the greatest thing that I found going off on my own was that I was able to do exactly what I wanted to do. Let me explain to you what some of the problems are. The big category for the first problem, and maybe the theme of everything I'm saying, is that people are generally trained at like kind of a kindergarten level initially. Now, the surface reason for that is because, oh, these people are slow to learn and they can't absorb too much. And let's just teach them to make sure that they try and make a little money so they can stay in the game. And there's this saying, as long as you can stay in the game, maybe you'll figure it out. Well, I don't know about you, but that sounds like an ignorant saying to me. If I'm being trained on something, I don't want somebody to keep me just my head above water from drowning for as long as possible, because maybe I'll figure out how to swim someday. I'm not sure that's what I want. That's what gets me to the title of this podcast, which is Learn as a Pro from Day One. I'm going to jump to the conclusion is what I tell my students all the time, is that they are being trained as professional traders on day one, everything they learn. It's a lot to absorb, but when you learn it all, you're there. There's nothing else to learn. There is no other level. There is no other seminar. There is no other program. It's simply a matter then of execution, practice, and continuing to make sure you learn everything that you were taught. Let me tell you how it goes, though, most of the time. You hear sayings like, and you're probably going to hear some of these sayings and go, yeah, I've heard those before. You probably think that good traders get their stops to break even as soon as possible. You probably think that good traders should focus on minimizing losses to maintain capital. You probably think that the saying that you can't go broke taking a profit is a great saying because you're always taking profits and that sounds like money making. Some of those probably sound pretty good to you. You probably heard them if you've been out reading. All those I mentioned and probably another two dozen I could come up with are all garbage. They're not good sayings at all. They're not going to make you money. They're designed actually to make sure that you lose slowly, to give you a kind of a taste of what success could be, but not really ever having you make money. Well, why is that done? Before I get to why it's done, let me give you my analogy, how I kind of feel the same way about golf. I like a lot of sports. I've usually been pretty good at most sports, but golf, I never really super took to. I started late in life, didn't have lessons, just kind of went out hacking around. And I can go out and play, but I'm not great. But what happens to me is that even if I'm having a terrible round, you get to that 17th hole or something, and then you pull out a three wood and you just connect with one and you hit a ball 230 yards on the green. And wow, I'm coming back next time. You know, I'm not discouraged. I'm coming back. It doesn't matter what the final score was. And that analogy to me rings very true for a lot of traders. They get this great trade pulled off that they made money on. And you know what? They still lost money for the week. They still lost money for the month, but they got that taste of a couple of good trades and they know how it can be done. It just seems to be elusive how to reproduce it. Does that sound familiar to any of you? Because that's almost built by design. And I'm not trying to sound like some conspiracy theory guy, but it really is because big companies will do that intentionally. And then the problem is that a lot of the training out there you get for free just kind of mimics a lot of these tactics. Why would a big company do that for free? Why is that often a planned design to have you lose slowly? It's simple. If you lose real slowly, you'll be around for a while. And what happens is then people start to wonder, okay, what am I doing wrong? And the great thing about any company is that they have another seminar for you. Oh, you couldn't quite figure it out with that first seminar. Well, a lot of people do, but you know, if you need some more help, here we have our next seminar, the whatever seminar is going to be called. If you take that, that's going to get you making money. And of course, if that doesn't work for you, well, you know what we have? Normally people are making money by now, but you're so close. If you just get this next seminar combined with private mentoring and tutoring and blah, 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 and now you're in the real high price range, but now you're kind of willing to do it because you've invested so much already. That's kind of the game that's played, unfortunately. I just want to make you aware of that. Most of you probably know that already. When I went out on my own, I wanted to have fun, and that's what I do. And I just made it clear up front, look, either learn to trade or don't learn. Either bite the bullet or sit out. Either just stay on the sidelines, save your money, and don't lose anything, or jump in and really learn how to trade. So I have a seminar program to which there is no addition. There is no next thing. There is no added thing. If you email me and say, Paul, just give me everything right now. That's it. There is nothing else. Because I teach people how to trade as professionals on day one. Every trick, every tactic, every highest level thing is taught to these people by the time they're finished with the full process of the seminar program. Why? Because the goal should be for you to learn how to make money as quickly as possible. You're not going to learn overnight. It's a process to learn. I have what's called a 100-day seminar program schedule. And at the end of that time, I expect people should be risking a significant amount of money, not a lot of money yet, but you should be where you're getting comfortable risking some real dollars, meaning more than 5 or 10. And that's assuming you've been at it, you know, pretty full time, at least devoting some good time to it. I get scared. I get this email every once in a while. I just got one this week where it's kind of like, I want to meet with you. I want to learn to day trade. I need to start making some money ASAP. I mean, that's just a huge flag to me. That person is not going to make it. I get this every probably 4 or 5 weeks, I get one of these emails. Either I just lost my job and I want to replace by learning how to trade, or I need some money real quick, so I got to learn how to day trade. That's not it. I mean, I don't even want to talk to you. I don't want to teach you. If that's your attitude, it's not going to happen. Nobody can learn to do it that fast. It's not hard to learn. A fifth grader can learn it, but it takes a little bit of time and seasoning and patience and relearning. And like I said, 100 days, I think a lot of people can be out there doing it. Before that, I don't want you trying. Now, you don't hear that from everybody, but that's me. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm just telling you the way it is. I don't try and get people to sign up for things. I even like when people try other things first, when they go and try the magic software, or they go rent a couple of $100 videos about how to trade or read a book. I'm fine with all that, because when they are not successful after doing that, their mind is a little more open, saying, hey, you know what? There's a little more to it than what I thought. I'll give you another one. And this one walks a thin line. Matter of fact, years ago, I wasn't allowed to say this before I started my own company. But you probably have heard, if you started to learn how to trade, the number one cardinal rule is new traders go broke because they don't honor their stops and they have huge losses that eat up all of their account. Well, I certainly agree with that you can't violate a stop and end up losing big chunks of your account. Of course, you're going to lose money and be out of the game very quickly doing that. However, I meet so many people that are so hung up on that rule or maybe had a very bad experience in the past, violated some stops, it really came back to hurt them. And they're just frantically making sure that they exit to the penny where their stop is supposed to be. And they think that is good. That's not actually good. This is a very kind of advanced level. But the truth of it is that new traders often do go broke by not following their stops. Experienced traders go broke by following their stops. Now, don't get me wrong, you always have to have a stop in place, but most traders use stops very incorrectly. Many traders actually lose money, have to quit because of the poor way that they use stops. There's very much an art to this, there's a science to this, and it's usually beyond what most people think. But once again, it shows that the Mickey Mouse introductory level of training is never going to have you making money. At best, it's going to have you trying to minimize losses and last as long as you can. If that's your goal, fine. That shouldn't be your goal, though. So I have dedicated a full podcast to this one. It's not terribly long, but I do think it's an important part of the process that I'm trying to teach you and to get across. Naturally, in podcasts, we're not sitting here looking at charts and that type of thing. I'm trying to get across to you some bigger level ideas. And one of my goals slash commitments to everyone this year that I put out at the beginning of the year, one of the five things I'm trying to do for everybody is to really emphasize the concept about learning or sitting aside until you learn. I may have mentioned this in a prior podcast as of number 33. It's getting hard to remember every word that I say. But I had for a while, I still do, will be willing to work with anybody who just wants to learn on their own and give them a helping hand, even though they're not subscribed to anything at DTS. I'm perfectly willing to do that. I always have been. But what I discovered was over the last 2-3 years, I kind of kept track of people that I was talking to. And I found out there's a 100% failure rate for people trying to learn on their own. So my big commitment is this year is, look, you got to know up front. I don't know anybody that ever succeeded just learning on their own. Now, you may be out there, and I've asked since the beginning of time, please email me and tell me your success story. But don't tell me you're successful for 2 months. It's longevity. Got to be around at least 6 months or so, maybe even longer if you've just been living in one nice bull market or something. But if you have that longevity, you trained yourself, that's great. But I got to tell you, you're in the not even 1%. You're in like the 0.1% of people who can do that. Everybody thinks they're special. Most of the people listening to me are special. The problem is, so is everyone else out there trading, and you need to get a better edge. What I've been asking people to do very simply is that if you are not ready to learn, to simply sit back, don't lose any money, don't goof around, don't learn the wrong habits. The more people try stuff on their own, on one hand, the harder they become to train. Sometimes it can be a good thing in a limited respect. Like I said, if people go out and try a couple different things and they get frustrated and failure, that's good. But the other side of that is that sometimes they use these for a while, these pick up bad habits, they use some of these strategies for a while, and they're hard to break people of those bad habits. And the other thing that is to me maybe the most discouraging and most upsetting to me is that people end up losing faith in technical analysis. They think it doesn't work. There are some technical analysis haters out there because they never learned it. They just, you know, read some stuff on the internet, read a book, watched some free video, said, oh yeah, just follow the trend. And they say, oh, none of this works. It's all garbage. Well, unfortunately, those people are broken because they went out and tried the wrong way. And now forever and forever, they probably will never understand technical analysis. And they'll be floundering, losing money, or just give up at some point. So I just make that request that I always say to people everywhere you see something about seminars with me, it's no hurry, no rush. When you're ready to commit, when you're ready to commit the time, the effort, the money, the mental brain power, then you sign up. Until then, sit back and maybe immerse yourself at the stuff at DTS on the website at Discipline Trading Strategies. I have a ton of free information. And that's all good information because it's things that I'm teaching that prepare you to learn how to trade, things that are follow-up to some of the seminar students. It's all stuff you can access for free. So head over there and read some of that stuff. Don't get involved in all those gobbledygook about cookie cutter patterns and trading software. None of it works. Believe me, I'd be using it. It doesn't work. If it did, I'd use it myself. I'd tell you about it. I'd promote it. I'd put it in my seminars, whatever it is. So keep your money, keep your time, keep your good attitude about technical analysis until you're ready to learn. And when you're ready to learn, learn as a pro on day one. This is Paul for Discipline Trading Strategies. These come out every Thursday. And until next week, good trading, everybody.
This has been a Mission Matters Network production. Listen to this show and browse our entire catalog by visiting missionmatters.com.